This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Did you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have divided the prayer between myself and my servant into two halves, and my servant shall have whatever they ask for. When my servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamadani abdi, my servant has praised me. And when he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the gracious, the merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Athna alayya abdi, my servant has exalted me. And when he says, Maliki yawm al-deen, the master of the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Majjadani abdi, my servant has glorified me, and my servant has submitted to me. And when he or she says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, you alone we worship, you alone we seek for help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qala, hadha bayni wa bayna 'abdi wa li 'abdi ma sa'al. This is between me and my servant will have whatever he or she asks for. And when my servant says, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim, wala dhalin. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you have favored, not of those who went astray. Allah says, Hada li'abdi, wa li'abdi ma sa'al. This is for my servant, and my servant will have what he or she has asked for. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when one of you is in prayer, he is in talking to Allah in private. He also said, the closest we are to our Lord is in sujood. He also said, the most beloved deed to Allah is prayer in its proper time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted us a meeting with Him 5 times a day. Subhanallah, it's truly a gift. You get to stand in front of your Lord, the one who created you, and have this intimate conversation with Him. You're able to go into sujood and be the closest you possibly can to Him, subhanAllah. Humans have taken many journeys throughout time, but there's one journey that nobody, no one, not a single person has ever taken. No one except one. To a place no creation have ever set foot. No human, no jinn, nor angel. It was the journey of one man to meet the divine. It was the journey of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the highest heaven during the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. On that journey, Allah invited His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the 7th heaven, to a place so high